Let me read it because he tells it best in his own words. He says, there is this Pentecostal college near Eastern College where I teach. Now, I am not Pentecostal, but I talk so fast that I think they think I'm speaking in tongues, so it works out okay. One day they invited me to speak at a chapel service. Now, I like speaking there because they're a dynamic, happy people, and I enjoy being with them. Now, just before I spoke, 8 guys took me into a back room of the chapel and got me down on my knees, and then they laid their hands on my head and prayed for me. Now, that was good. I need all the prayer I can get. There was only one problem. These guys prayed a long time. That's usually okay, too. But the longer they prayed, the more tired they got. The more tired they got, the more they leaned on my head. Now, I want to tell you, when 8 Pentecostals are leaning on your head, it doesn't feel so good. Now, one guy wasn't even praying for me. Instead, he went on and on praying for somebody named Charlie Stolzfitz. He shouted, dear Lord, you know Charlie Stolzfitz. He lives in that silver trailer down a road about a mile. You know the trailer, Lord. It's down the road on the right-hand side. And I felt like saying, knock it off. You think God's saying, what's that address again? Anyway, he went on. Lord, Charlie told me today he had decided to leave his wife and 3 kids. He told me he was walking down in his family. Lord, step in and do something. Bring the people of the family back together again. And all the while, I'm kneeling there with 8 guys leaning on my head and asking myself, when's he going to knock it off so I can get these Pentecostal preachers off my head? He kept going on about Charlie Stolfus leaving his wife and his kids, giving God reminders that he lived in this silver trailer a mile down the road on the right-hand side. And finally, the prayers were over, and I went to the pulpit and preached. And after I finished, I got in my car, drove to the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and headed for home. And as I drove onto the turnpike, I noticed a hitchhiker. Now, I know you're not supposed to pick them up, but hey, I'm a preacher. Whenever I get anybody locked in as a captive audience, I do it. I stopped and picked him up, and we drove a few minutes, and I said, hi, my name is Tony Campolo. What's yours? And he said, my name is Charlie Stolfitz. I couldn't believe it. I got off the turnpike at the next exit and headed back, and he got a bit uneasy with that. And after a few minutes, he said, hey, mister, where are you taking me? And I said, I'm taking you home, Charlie. And he narrowed his eyes and he asked why. And I said, it's because you just left your wife and 3 kids, right? And that blew him away. Yes, yes, that's right. And with shock written over his face, he plastered himself against the car door and never took his eyes off me. And I drove off the turnpike at the next exit, and then I really did him in as I drove right to his silver trailer. And when I pulled up, his eyes seemed to bulge as he asked, how'd you know I lived here? And I said, God told me. Well, I believe God did tell me. We got out of the car and I ordered him to get in the trailer. And half shaken, he answered, right, mister, sure, sure, I'm going in. And when he opened the trailer door, his wife explained, you're back, you're back. And he whispered in her ear, and the more he talked, the bigger her eyes got. And then I said with real authority, the two of you sit down, I'm going to talk, and you two are going to listen. And man, did they listen. And that afternoon, I led those two young people to Jesus Christ. And today, that guy is a preacher in California.